We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Everybody say good morning to John from Milford, New Hampshire.
Hey.
Johnny.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, morning. So John is a high school teacher who has been teaching remotely for probably, what, 3 months now?
8 years.
12 weeks. Yeah, feels like 8 years.
And I understand you're going into class today. Why are you going in?
We're going in to clean up and close up my classroom this morning.
Yeah. When's the last day of school for them?
Their seniors are going to sign out tomorrow, and the rest of the kids will finish up next Monday.
My son's going until June 26th, Kennedy.
Well, oh, wow.
I don't know what to say about that.
Yeah, they're adding on some extra days. I'm just like, oof.
Did they get a lot of snow days this year?
Yeah. I don't know. All right, John, will you go ahead and kick Kennedy out of her living room, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the living room?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Dan, what is the record on the big board for Campy Kennedy?
She has 3,230 wins and 270 losses.
All right, here we go. Question number one. This member of the Jenner family's business is significantly smaller and less profitable than the family has spent years leading the cosmetics industry and media outlets to believe, including Forbes magazine. They are now saying everything they reported about her was actually wrong. Who is she?
Kylie Jenner.
Question number two. Announcing details of the highly anticipated second phase of the state's reopening, our governor said that the restaurant dining could soon return, but will be limited to outdoor service only. Who is the Massachusetts governor?
Charlie Baker.
Question number three. Alanis Morissette and Heidi Klum celebrating birthdays today. True or false? If you were born today, you are a Gemini.
True. No idea.
Question number four. It was 82 years ago today in 1938, Superman appeared in the first issue of Action Comics. In 2014, a copy sold for $3.2 million. It was the highest price ever paid for a comic book at the time. Who is Superman's girlfriend?
Lois Lane.
Question number five. Julianne Hough and Brooks Lake are done after almost 3 years of marriage. What skill made Julianne famous?
Julianne Hough. She's an actress?
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the living room, please.
Kennedy!
Not big into astrology, are we, John?
I was going to say.
No.
The Zodiac King.
Such a random question. Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
John, our teacher from Milford, New Hampshire, got 4 out of 5 correct.
Woo! Hanging with them high school kids taught you well.
All right, Kennedy, these are tough. Question number one. This member of the Jenner family's business apparently is a lot smaller than being initially reported. Forbes magazine is now saying that they lied about what the business was worth to the cosmetics industry and to media outlets. Who is she?
Kylie.
That is correct.
And gee, she's only a 999.
Honestly, it's the stupidest story of all time.
They say that she faked tax returns and everything. I think it's a juicy story.
It's not.
Tied in one, question number two. Announcing details of the highly anticipated second phase of the state's reopening, our governor said that restaurant dining could soon return, but be limited to outdoor service only. Who is our governor?
Charlie Baker.
That is right. Turned down a request for an interview again this morning. Kennedy?
Keep shooting your shot, Carson.
I've been shooting for months.
You're like that guy who goes 0 for 20 in the first half, and the second half you're like, nope, I'm going to make it rain.
I hope so, Dan.
You missed a fourth quarter. That's how
I hope we're getting to the fourth quarter soon. My typewriter's running out of ink on the letters. Tied at two, question number three. Alanis Morissette and Heidi Klum celebrating birthdays today. True or false? If you were born today, you are a Gemini.
True.
It is true. Tied at three. Question number four. It was 82 years ago today in 1938. Superman appeared in the first issue of Action Comics. In 2014, a copy sold for $3.2 million. It was the highest price ever paid for a comic book. Who is Superman's girlfriend?
Lois Lane.
We are tied at four. Going to the final question, Kennedy. Julianne Hough and Brooks Lake are done after almost 3 years of marriage. What skill made Julianne famous?
Dancing.
Dancing is correct. She was on Dancing with the Stars. She did become an actress and has done acting, but it was dancing that
Footloose
made her
was not acting. Okay, I'm sorry.
But it's a good movie.
No, it's not.
Annie, I'm with
the
you.
Original is a good movie.
Annie, I like the reboot, too, for different reasons.
Gross.
Kennedy. Oh, but well, her. Kennedy gets the win over John 5-4. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
John, be safe when you go to school today. Wear a mask.
I
wash
will.
Your hands.
Thank you.
And what do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
I'm John from Milford, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Allison is from Danvers. Everybody say good morning to Allison.
Hey, girl.
Good morning.
Hi.
Allison is a nurse at MGH on your way home from the overnight shift, huh?
Yes, I am.
Oh, thank you so much for what you do.
Oh, thank you.
Have things started to calm down a little bit for you, or still just as busy?
You know, busy in a different way.
Right.
Still lots of patients, but a lot more normal ER stuff.
Right. All right, well, go ahead and kick Kennedy out of her living room, please.
All right, Kennedy, get out of your living room.
All right, good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, we're going to give you $100. Allison, again, a reminder, if you tie, you lose. Here we go, question number one. Chip Gaines.
Okay.
Chip Gaines shared the sweetest photo of he and his wife to celebrate their 17th wedding anniversary. Who is Chip married to?
Joanna.
Yeah, she definitely married up. Question number two. Vanessa Bryant shared a photo of her late husband, Kobe Bryant, wearing a I Can't Breathe shirt with the caption, Spread Love. Which NBA team did Kobe Bryant play for?
The Lakers.
Question number three. Chrissy Teigen donated $200,000 to help bail out protesters arrested fighting against George Floyd's death across the country. Chrissy Teigen was a swimsuit model for which magazine?
Sports Illustrated.
Question number four. Halsey attended the protests in L.A. marching for George Floyd's death and was not happy with fans asking for selfies. She said, this is not a meet and greet. Halsey was recently dating Evan Peters, who has been one of the stars of this FX show since 2011. Name that show.
Oh, God. American Horror Story.
And question number five. Thomas Rhett's wife, Lauren Akins, posted a lengthy Instagram photo over the weekend, sharing the importance of standing up for racial injustice for their daughter, Willa Gray. Thomas Rhett's first hit song, was about his wife. What was that song called?
I'm sure I know this, but yep. I probably don't know the title of it.
Sitting all right. In your head a little bit.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the living room, please.
Kennedy!
All right. I have Allison getting 4 out of 5 right, Kennedy. Allison got 4 out of 5 right.
All that's right. Coming off a night shift.
Yeah, that was good. That was good, Kennedy. These are tough. Are you ready?
I am.
All right, question number one. Chip Gaines shared the sweetest photo of he and his wife to celebrate their 17th wedding anniversary. Who is Chip married to?
Joanna Gaines.
That is correct, and I'll say it again. Joanna, just like Lana, married up. Question number two. Vanessa Bryant shared a photo of her late husband, Kobe Bryant, wearing an I Can't Breathe shirt with the caption, spread love. Which NBA team did Kobe Bryant play for?
The Lakers.
2-2. Question number three. Chrissy Teigen donated $200,000 to help bail out protesters, Kennedy. Chrissy Teigen was a swimsuit model for which magazine?
Sports Illustrated.
Tied at 3. Question number four. Halsey attended the protests in L.A., and she wasn't happy with fans asking for selfies. She said, this is not a meet and greet.
Good for her.
Yeah. Halsey was recently dating Evan Peters. He's been one of the stars of this FX show since 2011.
American Horror Story.
Tied at 4. Question number 5. Thomas Rhett's wife, Lauren Akins, posted a lengthy Instagram photo over the weekend sharing the importance of standing up for racial injustice for their daughter, Willa Gray. Thomas Rhett's first hit song was about his wife. Name that song. We used to play it every 20 minutes.
It's so good.
The song we played 5 minutes ago, I couldn't tell you. She's pretty.
That's in the song.
That's it, yeah. It's called Die a Happy Man, Kennedy.
Oh, gosh, I don't remember.
Really?
Die a Happy Man.
Now you'd have to play it.
You want me to sing it to you?
Yes, please, Dan.
Never get to see the north.
Oh, okay. Now I know it. Thank you.
If all I got is your hand in my hands, baby, I could die a happy man.
Nice job, Dan. All right, 4-4 is final score. I'm sorry, Allison, you don't get the win. Although
but you did
get Dan and Annie singing, so maybe you did get the win after all. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
I'm Allison from Danvers, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.